We praise the name of the Lord one more time as we again greet you in peace, and we thank him for another amazing opportunity to be blessed by his holy word. The word for the day is purpose. One of the complex emotions that we rarely really look at as being an emotion is purpose. We talked about love, but have we really looked at that word, purpose? The word purpose really means the reason for which something is done, created, or exists. And when you read Genesis 2, verse 15, you see why man conducts himself the way he does. It says, "The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it." Did you hear that? The first thing God does with man, it gives him purpose. What is the reason that God places him in that garden? So that he could be the overseer, so that he can be the watchman, so he could cover what God had already created. In other words, our need for purpose began in the heart of God. God intentionally placed the man, intentionally planned for the man to oversee what he has created. Family, that's why it's dangerous for a man not to know his purpose, because God, in the heart of God, in the Garden of Eden, the first thing he gave man was purpose. And it is my prayer that every man is keenly aware of his purpose. Let's read it again. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. Did you get that purpose? Our responsibility is to be the caregiver, the provider for everything that God has created. If you didn't know your purpose, now you know. You were created for a purpose, for a reason, for a particular thing that God had for you to do. And it's simple. Watch over it. Now be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.